Hello and welcome to the first episode of the B2B Visual Digest podcast, brought to you today by Fast Signs International Incorporated. I'm your host, Chuck Kaler, and today we're going to discuss tips for making the most of your events, and we're going to bring you two live interviews. We've teamed up with the experts at Fast Signs to take a deep dive into events. Whether you plan a festival, gala, sporting event, trade show, or corporate event, you need to brand, promote, and organize in advance. So in this episode, we're going to look into how to plan a successful event, learn how to build excitement, create a theme, and find out how to use signs and graphics for event branding. So let's discuss creating a visual experience for events, and it all starts with planning. So I'd like to introduce Tracy Lake, a corporate event planner with 11 years of experience in the franchise industry. She has a degree in hotel and restaurant management from the University of Houston. So I guess that would make you a cougar, right?
You're right. That's true.
Tracy, we're happy you're here. So let me first start off by asking you, how far in advance should I plan an event?
Well, Chuck, thank you for welcoming me. I'm happy to be here. There are a few factors that go into planning an event. The first is the venue, right? How high of a demand is there for that venue? In some instances, you're several years out. In some instances, you can do it in just a few weeks or months. So look there. Also is guests. Are your guests regional, local? Is it city? Are they traveling in? So you can go. I would give it as much time as you have.
Okay.
And start from there.
All right. Now, I know a lot of times when I'm in getting invited to an event, I get these little postcards in the mail to save the date.
Save the date.
So how do I use save the dates or reminders for an event?
Save the dates are so fun. First, they shouldn't cost a lot of money. And you don't want them to replace an invitation, right? A little bit of information is all you need.
Right.
You need the name of the event, the venue, and the date. If you have the time, if it's a one-time event, like a luncheon, you can put the time on there. If it's a convention or so, a trade show, you don't need that. And that's really all the information you need. But this is where you can really use your creativity and set the tone. You know, we just had a recent event that was a pool party, and we delivered beach balls with the save the date on them.
And so, I mean, very creative.
A dollar store, right? And you can, so it's, it doesn't have to be a lot of money. You can just really use your creativity and set the tone for your event.
Now, to ensure a really good attendance at my event, what ideas would you suggest I use to build excitement?
Well, to create your buzz, really, you need to communicate as much as possible. Use your social media. You can do things as soon as you know you're having an event. Have you and your executives the closing signature on their emails? Promote the event. You can have it linked on your website. Anything that you can do to really create that buzz. I also, what I try to do is look at the event from everyone's perspective. So you're going to have attendees. You could have attendees that are there as an owner or as an employee or as a vendor, and tailor your promotion for their perspective. Really get them to buy in and start a buzz in that area, in that arena.
That's a good point. I guess it also really evolves around the theme, right? I mean, how important and why would it be important to create a theme for your event?
Themes are so fun. Themes are the glue that stick it all together, right? So it gives you your pillars to build on. People like when you have a theme, people want to become a part of it, right? People want to belong. People build, it builds their loyalty. It lets them know what to expect, gets them excited about things. And it really gives you an opportunity to even get more buzz for your event.
When are you planning your next event? I want to go to your party. You sound like a lot of fun.
Oh, my gosh. You should come to my next
party. I need to
know.
Where, are you going to send me a save the date postcard or something?
It's already in the mail.
Okay, good.
You already have it.
So how does choice of color help tie my event theme together? Is that an important thing?
I hear about that. It can be. Colors really set the mood. And so you can incorporate colors in your invitations and your save the date, even your food. Everything can go down to your theme and to your color incorporation. Black and white obviously tells you it's going to be a formal event. If you have something neon, well, that's a whole different thing altogether, right? If you're going to do beach, outdoors, that's different. Seasonal, sometimes spring brings a pastel palette. It definitely can... it can be an advantage to you, to your theme, and to the mood of the people that are there.
You mentioned food. How can I use everything from the food I serve to the music I play to have a better event. What would you say there?
Well, every event's going to have food and music, right? So what you do
better,
as a planner...
Better.
Yes.
I'm not going unless they have food.
And no one else will either. And so if you just with a little bit of thoughtfulness, you're going to have food and music anyway, right? So now if you add a theme and then have your food and your music and your decorations and your save the date, tie it all together, now you have an event. Mm. It really is just the basic elements that you're going to have anyway. Just spending some time to put some thoughtful touches together gives you an event. Your food, you want to look at really tailoring it to your audience, making sure that it is appropriate for the event, for the people, and it definitely makes all the difference.
So what shouldn't I overlook when I'm planning my next event? Is there something that I need to make sure I do so I don't miss out and have an event fail?
Absolutely. Two things I would go. First, timing. There is nothing worse than missing an opportunity because you started too late or you didn't think of something, right? So I would, almost like a project manager, you start from the end, which is your event date, and you start to work backwards.
Okay.
When are things due? You want to look at when your guarantees are due. You don't want to pay for extra shipping or, you know, rush charges. Build in time to also think of the details, go over everything. And that's the second point of it, is timing and details. There's so many details, and people think of the big picture and they often lose the little details. For example, if they're going to have a networking event, they may think about the importance of having a fun atmosphere so people have a great time and they feel comfortable. Well, what about if it's a networking event? You really need to have brighter lights and lower noise, right? For people to read business cards, take notes, be able to hear each other, have a conversation. So really think about that. Look at it from the attendees' point of view. What would they want to make that event successful? And build in time to really focus on the details.
The calendar is your friend.
The calendar is your friend. Exactly.
So, Tracy, what are some words of advice for anyone who wants to make the most of an event? What is it that the wise words of wisdom from Tracy Lake want to leave us with to make sure that our event is the most successful event ever?
I would say be thoughtful planning. Just really think about the differences that you can make for those attendees to make them excited, want to come, build loyalty to you, your company, your event. And they'll notice. For example, if I come to your holiday party and you give me a gift, right? It's a giveaway, an amenity. You think that's great. And I do too for a minute, right? Because it's like you're at a carnival and you want a stuffed animal. And, oh my gosh, I want it, but now I got to carry it around all day, right? But the thoughtful person may announce that they're giving you this gift and have the valet put it in your car so that when you pick it up at the end, it's already in the car and it's not something you have to take around all day. And those are things you can think of with thoughtful planning. So just think about your guests. Your job as an event planner is to make everyone want to be at your event and to be glad they came. So think about them, what makes them want to be there, and make sure they have it and make sure they know you appreciate them coming.
That's great advice, Tracy. Thanks so much for being here and sharing your expertise with us. And I look forward to talking with you again in the future. So I'm happy to introduce our second guest, Jason Myers. Jason is the director of training here at Fast Signs International, and he has almost 20 years in the sign and graphics industry. Wow. He's created and installed signage for dozens of events, and here to join us now is Jason. Jason, thanks for being here and getting us all educated about signs and graphics for events.
Thanks, Chuck. Glad to be here.
So let's start off by talking about what types of signs I should be using to promote my event, let's say from the street.
Sure. As people come up to the venue where the event's going to happen, anything that's going to grab their attention is going to work. So like teardrop flags, banners, A-frame signs on the sidewalk, or if the venue has a digital marquee of some kind, you know, always take advantage of that whenever possible.
So we talked about the different options of signs for the exterior. Let's head into the event and talk about some common types of signs and graphics that I should consider for the lobby or the hallway.
Sure. I mean, as soon as you walk in the door, one of the big things you want to do is try to look, make it look like you own the place. So
I own it.
Exactly. So as you walk in, you know, floor graphics, banner stands, banners, wall graphics, window graphics, all depending on the venue and what the different mediums are for application on there would be some of the things to look for. Taking advantage of digital kiosks are another great opportunity because those, you know, you get some movement in there and it grabs people's attention and it really starts making them pay attention.
Now, here's something that I've heard a lot about, and maybe you can kind of shed some light on it, is hear this talk about removable graphics. What is that about, and why would I want to use it for my event?
Removable graphics is referring to the adhesive that's used, and it just makes those graphics, you can apply them to the wall or the floor or window or something else, and it makes them just really easy to take off at the end of the event. Because, you know, as much as it takes to install all these graphics and get them ready for this, for the show, at the end of the show, you want to be able to take everything down, break it down, pack it back up very easily, and those removable graphics make that possible.
Okay. Now, something you mentioned in a previous question about how to see my event from the street, you mentioned digital signs. And that's something a lot of people are starting to use for lots of things with their business or event. Why should I start using digital signs for my event?
Well, digital signage at an event makes the message be able, you can change the message really easily and really quickly. So you can program out the entire thing from one sitting and just letting the system clocks take care of updating everything. You can change out a message on the fly. You know, if a speaker changes last minute, you can just pop a new name on there and it's all taken care of. You don't have to worry about reprints or having somebody run out and change out a sign somewhere. It's all done remotely via computer and it just happens. So it's also a great way to put up your sponsors' information up on there to help thank those sponsors. You can put up any kind of alternative information, you know, so like, you know, once you determine where next year's event's going to be, you can throw that on there. It just really makes for dynamic type signage that anybody can see, and you can just update it really quickly and easily.
Provide a wow factor among all the other static signs that you would have at the event as
exactly,
well.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah, they all work together. So the big thing on this is just making that plan.
So if I were exhibiting at a trade show and I really wanted to have a trade show booth to get some notice and get the traffic I'm looking for, what would be the best thing I need to make that happen as far as signs and graphics for my trade show booth?
The big thing with trade show booths is just that wow factor. You want the eye-catching graphics, a little bit of movement if you have some digital pieces up there, because you've got to keep in mind the time span that you have to catch someone's attention. You've only got a few seconds to do this. So the more eye-catching, the more pop that your graphics have, that's going to get people's attention and get them over to you. So as I mentioned, digital signage is great. You know, having a digital display of some sort or a kiosk or something in your booth gives some motion going on in there, a little bit of movement, and that's going to catch people's eye and pull them in a little bit. And then you can also take that digital piece and combine it with other static signs like a banner stand or even the background of your trade show booth to help catch their attention and bring them in.
Now, if my event involved a stage, you know, maybe it was a concert or a presentation of some sort, how would I go about decorating and branding the stage for my event?
Now, one of the common ways is what's called dye sublimation, and that's actually doing textile printing. So it's printing on fabric, which makes, like, say, the stage background really easy to put up, really easy to take down. It's very lightweight. You can package it up really small for shipping it.
Easy transport.
Exactly. Makes it really easy to transport. Doesn't weigh a whole lot, as I mentioned, so you don't have to have a lot of heavy-duty rigging to put it up like some stage factors have. You can also use other freestanding dimensional type pieces to put up around the stage as props that are just really lightweight and easy to move around. You know, and never forget the podium. You always want to have a podium sign out there showing off the brand or your logo.
And then something that is always important at any event you go to, I would imagine, is safety, right? Safety first.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of liabilities involved, you know, wanting to make sure that the event folks that are putting on the event are keeping the attendees safe. What can you tell me about using safety or directional signs and why that would be important?
You bet. For directional signs, I'll start with that one. You know, as soon as your attendees walk through the door, it's important that they get headed in the right direction right off the bat. You know, not all venues have clearly marked rooms or the room numbers or the room names or however they put it together. They're not always clearly marked, and sometimes even the maps of the venues are kind of stuffed off in a corner somewhere where they're not readily available. So having those directionals right out there, as soon as they walk in the door, they know exactly where to go. There's no questions, you know, and it also saves the manpower of the event hosts from taking care of, you know, from having to offer directions to their attendees as far as, you know, where's the restroom, where's this, where's that. You know, if they put the right directional signage out there, everybody just takes a look and, oh, there it is right there, and we just go.
Now, with almost 20 years in the sign and graphic industry, Jason, you've seen a lot of changes in the industry, and you might have a pretty good take as to what you see the future of event signage to be. Give me your thoughts on what you see in the future for event signage.
Well, I mean, we've been talking about digital, and that's just going to become a bigger and bigger and bigger piece of it. There's all sorts of different types of digital displays out there, from small to very large. Holographic type projections are becoming more popular now. There's also what's called projection mapping, where they take a video and they actually map a mask to a particular shape. So that's becoming again, just more eye-catching, really kind of cool factor. A lot of neat pieces on that one.
Some whiz-bang stuff.
Exactly.
That's very cool, Jason. Well, thanks again for spending a few moments with us and educating us about signage for our event. Thanks for joining us today. I'm your host, Chuck Kaler, and this is B2B Visual Digest brought to you by Fast Signs International, where today we learned tips for making the most of your events. Join us next time for another exciting and informative episode in our podcast series on ways to connect decor and wayfinding in your space. For more ways to tell your brand story, choose Fast Signs. More than fast, more than signs.